NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
See, this is the teenager. I think she's in transition year. Teenager from Dublin joins world's top magicians performing in Las Vegas TV show. You've seen this. Penn and Teller. Do you know Penn and Teller? The world famous magicians. They're based in Vegas. And they have this show where you perform in front of them. This girl from Dublin, Penn and Teller, fool us. She's on it. She lives in Dublin. She's a transition year kid. 16-year-old who started learning tricks during lockdown has been on the trip of a lifetime to perform in a magic competition in Las Vegas. She's a bad brigand. We'll give her a ring. This is Ella. Ella Nicholson.
Hopefully she's got wind-up internet or something.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully Bad Brigand's connected this afternoon. I'll try her on the WhatsApp because JP told me I needed to have a deck of cards for... she's going to make me do a WhatsApp video, a trick down with the cards down the...
It's ringing.
Hello.
Ella, it's Ray Foley. The magical Ella Nicholson joins us this afternoon. Do I call you an illusionist, a trickster, a witch, a druid?
Careful, Ray, careful.
I got to tread carefully. Ella, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Right, okay. Well, thanks so much for joining. What do I call you? You're a magician?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll call you Ella first.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So tell us. So we were just talking about Penn and Teller. For people that don't know who Penn and Teller are, very famous magicians. There's the one guy who does little guy who doesn't talk, big guy, loud, glasses, ponytail. And their show, I've seen it a million times, but I don't know where I've seen it, like flicking through the channels. It's basically like X Factor for magicians, where you perform for them, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so how did it come about for you?
So I filmed an audition about this time last year and I sent it in, and there was a lot of going back and forth, you know, trying to figure out what would be the best way to present what I was going to do. And I got confirmation in, I think it was April last year.
Okay, and do they have a load of people working for them, like underling magicians or
yeah.
Right, okay. And so you were dealing with them.
I never see your act or anything until you perform on the stage. So you're in contact with the producers, not them. I know a lot of people may not know that, but that's what happens. So you never meet them until you're on the stage, which is a bit nerve-wracking.
Wow. I guess they would be heroes of yours, or you would be very familiar with their work, yeah?
100%, yeah.
Right.
Because the magician who helped me with all of this, his name's Eric LeClaire, he's from Canada. I sent him a photo of my goal list because he's been telling me for ages, you need to write one, you need to. So I was like, okay, just a random day, I said I'd send him a photo. And he said, Ella, why are you saying to do Penn and Teller before 2030? And I said I was being realistic. And he's like, I'm going to be realistic with you now. We're doing it this year. And the next day we hopped on a Zoom call and started working on the act.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. So the gist of the show then is you perform for them and then they try and work out how you did it. And then if they work it out, you're gone. Is that it? But or how does it work?
So if you fool them, basically, you get a trophy and then they fly you back out to Vegas to perform on their stage during one of their shows.
Well, and they're huge. They're massive in Vegas. Like, they've got like one of the longest running residencies at this stage in Vegas. When I was there, I didn't see them, but I saw their posters everywhere. They're like, it's an incredible thing. Yeah. So before we get into the performance or your performance.
Yeah.
you're a kid. At what point what age were you when you were like, this is something I want to do?
So I always liked magic, and then during lockdown I found a magic kit that I'd got when I was 7 and I just started teaching myself. And then in 2022 I was saying to my parents, oh my gosh, this magician I really love, he has his email address address up that you can contact him to book him. But I was like, can I just contact him to just ask him a question?
I'm going
to
stalk him. We've got a little stalker here. And you would have been like, what, 12, 13, I guess, as you started your stalking career. You know, huge congrats on that. We all started as stalkers. That's how we got into this entertainment business. So, was it this guy, Eric, that you were contacting?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Exactly. So my parents helped me draft up an email. And the next day he got back to me and was like, with your parents' permission, can we get on a Zoom call and we can just have a chat? And then he was emailing me and my parents back and forth, messaging on Instagram. And then one day I came downstairs and he'd sent me a package full of magic stuff from Canada.
Half a woman.
and a bloody saw.
Swords. that's was it for free? I mean, did he charge you for it? Right.
100%. He just gave me a bunch of magic stuff for free. Because to get a deck of bicycle playing cards, which are the highest quality you can get, it costs like €20 for us. But in America, Canada, all them, it costs like $3.
Explain for the uninitiated, for the take of us. What's a bicycle? What makes it good?
So bicycle playing cards are made in America. And the way they're cut, it's to allow casinos to be able to shuffle them easier. So I know the people at home won't be able to see this, but if I put a little bit of pressure, they start to leave all together like that.
Okay, I've got a deck. I was told, JP said you wanted me to get a deck, so I have a deck. But honest to God, it's a pain in the face shuffling it, and that's probably why, because these are not cycling cards. What did you say?
Bicycle
cycling cards. I tell you what, try shuffling a deck of cards while you're cycling your bike, and you're not going to... That's going to be a magic trick that Penn and Teller will be blown away by. So you've been doing it ever since, obviously, with this guy. What did you say his name was, the Canadians?
LeClaire.
Eric LeClaire's help. So then he set you off on your journey and you ended up on stage in front of the masters themselves. Like, do you want to tell us how it went without spoiling it, or how much can you tell us?
Yeah. I'll leave the ending up to the viewers because they'll have to watch and see.
Yeah.
But when I arrived over there, it was an amazing experience. It was so much harder than I ever thought it would be. And it was very stressful because last minute they decided to change a few of the things that I was going to say just to make it sound better for an American audience, because that's the majority, which I completely understand.
Of course, yeah.
But it was very fun, and I learned a lot about myself and how I both cope with stress and how my parents cope with stress in the process.
All right, I get it. I'm a dad of a 12-year-old. You know, he's approaching teens as well. Let me tell you, it can be a very stressful thing. And watching your baby go on stage and on the international magician stage, I'd say that can be pretty intense as well. You probably just wanted to make your parents disappear. Would have been the ultimate trick. So we'll have to go and watch it. Ben and Teller are going to put it on YouTube. The show itself, I know it was on Netflix. I'm sure we'll catch it at some point when they put it on. But we'll share the link when it's on. You were 15 when you did this then. It was a year ago.
When I sent in the audition, I was 15, but I had just turned 16 when we were filming.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Okay. Right. Well, huge congrats. Fair play. You're in transition year now, are you?
I am, yeah.
Right. So the crashing coming. Where was the film? Was it LA or Vegas?
Vegas.
Oh, my God. Which was great. Imagine coming home. Where are you? Dublin? North Dublin, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Back to our...
And to put it on a scale, I live in a small village, like near the outskirts of North Dublin, nowhere near the city, and there was more people in the audience than in my village.
That's it. You'd have to get everyone together. Put it up on Facebook. Guys, we're going to have to meet outside the pub for me to do my next trick, to do it on the scale of the Penn and Teller gig.
I'm telling you that before you're about to go on stage.
Yeah.
The amount of people there, I was like, oh gosh.
And then, of course, millions of people around the world as well. So you're in the circle, the magician circle, is that right, in Ireland?
The one for Ireland.
Right. When did you get into that?
I think last year, if I'm correct. Yeah, I think it was last year I joined, and I'm the only girl there. So my dad comes with me and he's like my little bodyguard.
He's your heavy. Right, I've got a deck of cards here. We're going to do an illusion. Ella, you stay with us and we'll do our trick with the cards right after this. Today FM, play the music you love. Nice to meet you, Ella Nicholson. She's a 16-year-old Dublin transition year magician. She's just back from Las Vegas performing for Penn and Teller on their TV show, Penn and Teller Fool Us. We've got her here on WhatsApp video. Ella.
Hello.
Yes, hello. So you told me to get a deck of cards. I have one here ready to go.
Okay, have you mixed them up?
I think I have. You know, like, but I'll try and come closer to you as well so you can see what I'm doing.
Sure.
How's that?
You can see mine are all different as well as I go through. Just because I'm recording this on my end, can you show the camera they're all different?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure. I'll show you mine as well. They're all different. So you just have to follow along with what I do, okay? So I'll make it as simple as possible.
Okay.
So take your cards in your hand.
Okay. Face up or whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah, okay.
Take the two bottom cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put them to the top.
Okay.
Take a group of cards from the middle.
Yeah. Like any number, yeah? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And put them at the bottom.
Put them at the bottom, okay.
And then take one card from the top and put it in the middle.
One from the top and put it in the middle. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So, completely random.
Yeah.
Do you have a table in front of you by any chance?
Do I have a table in front of me?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've got the desk or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. You'll be fine. So just start taking cards from the top and putting them face down onto the table.
Okay, right, face down, right? On top of each other, okay, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And you can pick them up like this as you go. So if you look at me, you can go like this and you can put groups down. I want it to be random.
Okay, right, okay, right, random,
so
okay.
You can put groups down just to make it go a little bit quicker.
From the top, yeah, is it? Okay,
yeah.
From the top,
yeah.
Okay. Do you want the whole deck, is it?
All the deck to go down by the end
okay.
of it.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh, God.
I feel
like I'm the magician, the sorcerer's apprentice here, and I'm doing a terrible job. I'm going to be sent back with... right, so I've got the last few here. Would you put those on?
Put them on.
Okay.
Now, I want you to take the cards in your hand, and you're going to put half of them down on the table.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the other half horizontally on top, so you're making a cross.
Okay, I'm doing that. It's out of shot, but I am doing
that's
it. Okay.
So, there's no way I could have influenced you. This is through a screen.
Yeah.
For everyone. I want you to lift up this part and show everyone in the camera what card you've cut to.
Okay. Can you see it? Are you going to be looking?
You show me.
I'll show you. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Ready? Okay.
Isn't it crazy that
what
we landed?
The hell? Are they the same card? They're the same card.
King of clubs.
That's insane. That's insane.
Witchcraft.
Hang on. This is my, like, honest to God, this is my kid's deck of cards that I went in and got. What the hell? That's insane. Is this what you did for them? No, this is different.
No, but I could have done this trick, but I thought the one I did was a little bit better, so.
Oh, my God. That's insane. Ella, I wanted to ask you about writing. Does it have to be completely original when you're going to on their show? It needs to be something that no one has ever seen before.
You cannot do a trick that's ever been made or seen before. So that was an interesting experience to come up with something. Just for you, I'll give you a little sneak peek of something. I have it sitting here that was used on the show. This notebook.
Yeah.
Was used on the show, first time being shown. I'll give you a little peek.
All
that's
right.
All you
okay. The glimpse of it that I've seen is a notebook, a ring binder, and it's got lots of large text on the inside of it. I glance like looks like it's written in really big marker, but I didn't see exactly what was written inside.
Exactly.
So you're gonna have to watch it.
And see.
Cool. Are you on social? Can we follow you as well?
My name's Ella Nicholson on all social media.
Cool beans. Ella, huge congrats. We'll find you on social. And burn the witch. Burn the witch.
Don't drown the witch.
She's the loveliest witch. The lovely North Dublin witch. Thanks so much for joining us, Ella Nicholson. You beauty. Thank you so much. Continued success. Bye, 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 bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.